For many people, even professional voiceover talents or voiceover people just starting out, the choral director in grade school or high school is the only professional instruction or advice on the voice anyone has ever received. The choral director is their first line of defense on vocal health, and usually that information is of extremely limited scope. Very few professional voice actors have ever had professional voice health explained to them. That's why we've done this series of podcasts. This installment is sort of a general potpourri of maintaining vocal health. Let's talk about some things that will help you stay vocally healthy. 1. Try to maintain good general health. That's a must. Make sure your teeth are in shape, avoid colds, wash your hands often. Some recommend vitamin C or zinc lozenges. 2. Emotional and physical stress will contribute to vocal distress. 3. Exercising regularly if you're physically able is always a good idea. 4. Eat a balanced diet. Sometimes dryness of the throat or mouth may be caused from too much alcohol, caffeinated beverages. Artificial sweetened beverages can also make your mouth very, very dry. 5. Drink 7 to 9 glasses of water a day. 6. Avoid dry interior climates, and that's really hard to do in this modern world. I suggest sleeping under a vaporizer. You don't have to use the smelly stuff in it. Just let it pump that good old cool water into your bedroom while you sleep. It's also great for your skin. 6. Smoking cigarettes, cigars, pipes, of course, is a no. 7. Avoid smoggy, polluted air, smoky bars and lounges. 8. Don't use local anesthetics. Read the boxes carefully on over-the-counter cough drops and medicines of all kinds. Many contain ingredients that numb or soothe a sore throat, etc. These are local anesthetics. Avoid them. 9. Birth control pills can cause problems in the female larynx and decrease the range of the upper register. Of course, millions of people use these. Ask your doctor. As far as vocal use goes, be very careful in warming up. I'm very suspect of some of the programs on the market recently, so-called warm-ups for the voiceover actor. Unless the person is a trained voice and speech therapist or physician, be very careful about what you do as warm-ups. Start very, very slowly. Do not ever exercise to any great extent the top of your vocal range, your highs, when you're just warming up. This can actually cause nodes, nodules, and certainly make you hoarse very quickly. Always be very gentle. Hum softly at a low pitch. Do the vibratory exercises. Hum. Do some laws. La 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 la. Very gentle, very soft. Keep in mind your vocal conditioning. Have you studied voice? Is your range expanded? Maybe you need to work with a voice speech coach. I work with many voiceover talents on The Voice to expand your range, to increase your expressiveness. Working with a voice speech coach is a wonderful idea to expand the range of your vocal capabilities. Seek out one in your area. Reduce your general voice use. Are you talking loud in bars and restaurants? That's a no. While riding a bus or on an airplane, do you talk constantly? Reserve your energy. Avoid shouting. If you are a loud laugher, that's a real no. Very abusive to the vocal folds. No throat clearing. None. It clears nothing. It only makes your vocal folds rough and red. Necessary coughing and sneezing should be as gentle and as non-vocal as possible. If your voice has been abused, your throat may be tender to the touch. You may complain of a hoarse voice. You may say, my throat is dry all the time. You may say, I have a tickling in my throat. You may find that you've lost some of your high vocal range. You may feel generally run down or tired. And remember, always have a wonderful ear, nose, throat physician in your pocket so that you can consult him or her at all times and even phone them when necessary. You're a vocal professional. Get plenty of sleep. Try not to become emotionally upset. And search the internet for articles on vocal health and keep reading, keep learning. A few brief parting remarks. Whispering does not help the voice. It does not rest the voice. Complete vocal rest means not making any sound at all with your vocal folds. Follow directions your doctor gives you, or you'll just prolong the vocal problems. The normal vocal usage is 3 to 4 hours per day with overnight recovery. Of course, we professionals know that we often have to do more than that, and we do build up stamina over time. Excessive use of the voice means a longer recovery period, more sleep, less talking. You will have a diminished capacity the next day. Take your doctor's therapeutic steps. Do you need a vocal therapist? Surgery is the last resort. If your physician suggests surgery, always get a second opinion and always ask for credentials. There are some very scary stories about people who have lost their voices because of operations performed incorrectly. Make sure you know who's performing your vocal operation to remove nodes, nodules, or for other procedures. Hope this helps. Betty Zoller, VoicesVoices.com.